Well, good morning, Mrs. Brown. We're so glad to have you invite us into your home and tell us a bit about the history of your town and your school. And could you just start off by telling us how old you are and a little bit about yourself and your family, and we'll just do a little background.
Well, I am. My name is Alice B. Brown. I'm 88 years of age.
Wow.
All right. I came to Cape Charles in 1931. My father was called here to pastor the First Baptist Church over here on the corner. And we came here from Williamsburg, Virginia. I went to school over the hump also. I entered school there. And I think it was, we came here in December, and I'm sure that my parents probably enrolled us in school in December of 31.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school there and finished at 7 grades. That's what we had at that time. And that was 1931. Then I left there and went to high school. And then I finished high school in 1944. I left there and went to Virginia Union University in Richmond. And I finished college in 1948. Came back to Northampton County. And my mother insisted that I stay here. And I did. And I got a job teaching. My first employment was at a school in Eastville, Virginia. And that were four of us in that school. Alice Smith, Vivian Wright, Jean Francis, and myself. And I stayed there until I went to when I left there, did I go to the middle school? Well, what it was in Northampton County. And I taught the fourth and fifth grade, wherever that was. All right. I came to Cape Charles in 1959, when I went to school, when I came back and taught in Cape Charles. In 1959, that was September of 59, and I taught there until they carried me to the high school where I taught reading. And I stayed at when they changed the high school to a middle school. I was chairperson of the language art department, and that's where I retired. In 1988 or 89,
mm-hmm.
from Northampton County High School, middle school. Okay, that's the school. All right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you're a career school teacher. I think I feel intimidated already. Wow. When you went to the school over the hump, you did all 7 grades.
No. I taught.
No, when you were going to school.
When I went to school, when I was attending school, yes, from grade 1 to grade 7, correct.
Wow. And then you came back and closed the school down.
And I really didn't close it down. They stayed open several years after I left there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Was there a big difference that you could tell between the school when you went to school there and when you came back to teach?
Well, I think we were just so proud of the school and so happy to have somewhere nice to attend a school, mm-hmm. that I enjoyed my schooling over there,
mm-hmm.
and it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Now, wait a minute, school's not supposed to be fun.
Well, it was fun. We walked to school,
mm-hmm.
and you see, you had at over here where they told that hump. We had a walking spot called the hump,
mm-hmm.
and we had to go up steps and go across that hump and go across the track, the railroad track, and whatnot. And we enjoyed it. A group of us get together, meet up together, to
mm-hmm.
walk to school, and it was fun. It yeah. was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So, wow, that's very, very interesting. Can you tell us about, as a child, when you were going to school as a child, how did you feel about going to a school that was different than the other kids in
that town? It never crossed your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It never crossed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It just never crossed my mind.
So the politics of separate but equal was not,
right.
it was
right. uh-huh.
not that
yeah.
important. But when you came back to teach at the school.
Now, this is when you realize a whole lot of things, you know, they are different.
Yeah, can you talk about that somewhat?
Well, we knew we were separated,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we still had a nice school. And my principal, when I was going to school there, my principal was W.H. Smith. And he was my principal when I was going to school. When I came back and taught, my principal was Jesse Hare.
Okay.
We made do with what we had. We had our agenda. We knew what we had to do, and mm-hmm. we did it.
How many teachers did you have at the school?
We had four.
Okay.
There were four. I've always remembered four teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Because now when I was going to school, Mrs. Alice Moses taught the first and second grades. Miss Jeanette Jones taught the third and fourth grades. Mr. Waters taught the fourth and fifth grades, or the fifth and sixth, one or the other, and the principal taught the seventh grade.
Mm-hmm. And was it a one-room school?
No. We had all these different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
We had, this school had a big, big auditorium.
Oh.
We had a kitchen. They would feed you lunch from the school.
Oh,
from the
did
school.
They? Okay.
Uh-huh.
People came in to cook the food?
Yeah,
or
we had cooks, yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. We had cooks.
Even when you were going to school as a...
When I was going to school.
Okay.
Now, when I was teaching over there, they didn't have... We didn't... That was cut out.
Okay.
We didn't have any more.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Did you, and what kind of studies did you do while you were going to school? What kind of subjects did you have?
We had reading, we had arithmetic,
mm-hmm.
we had science.
Oh, you did have science?
Uh-huh. And they were the three main subjects.
Okay. Okay. Did you do, like, history and social studies?
Yeah,
and
we had
like
history.
That, so.
We had history. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of school supplies did you have? There weren't a lot provided for you, or did you have to buy your own
stuff?
We had
textbooks.
Uh-huh.
We had textbooks. So somehow, I don't know how the county provided them, but they did.
Yeah.
They provided the text. We had textbooks
mm-hmm.
from every subject that we took.
Oh, well, that's good. But
mm-hmm.
everybody had to share, or
no, we used to share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How big was your classroom average size for?
I would say that you probably had something like maybe 20 some to 30 some in a classroom.
And that was a shared. The like 3 and 4 was 20 some.
Yeah, something
okay.
like that. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So you actually spent 2 years in that one classroom.
In
and then
that
moved
one
up
classroom.
To
that's right. That's
okay.
right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So there was a large population in the
yes,
school.
Yes. Yes, it was. It was. The population in Cape Charles had really bounced. It had really grown.
Oh, okay.
And So things were very successful.
Well, that's good. So did you have like a school uniform or something?
No, we had a uniform. No, we wore our own clothes. We had no uniform. My mother used to sew. And I can remember her sitting up at night making me a dress for way to school the next morning. Yeah. And then I did the same thing for my daughters. But they never went over there. They never went there.
Oh, they didn't? Okay.
No, my
That's
daughters,
right, you moved to
my daughters never went there. My daughters went to Cape Charles.
Okay. When you went back to teach... were things different? Did you have better school books or more supplies?
Well, things had improved.
They had?
Yes. Yeah.
You had like scientific, like microscopes for the kids and things like that?
Yes.
Or for the science classes? And
yeah, so we had, they had.
Okay. So... how do you, I know this is a weird question, but the education, the environment in the school, do you think it's a lot different than today? How did you look at school when you were going to school?
Well, when I was going to school over there, it was we were all black. So we knew nothing about integration.
Right.
But now today, it's much different. Now, because I mean, I haven't worked with integration and so forth with while working in the county, and it makes a difference.
Does it?
It makes a big difference
in the quality of the education, or just in how people treat each other, or
both.
Both.
I don't think the quality of education changed any. I don't think that changed any, you know.
For the better.
But personality and whatnot, you know. And now, when we first integrated, I was at the middle school. And that was a fine transition. That is from black to integration, and
So did white kids come to your school?
Oh yes.
Oh, how interesting!
What you say?
It wasn't just okay.
No, the whites came to us. We were all black. Northampton Middle School, and the whites came into our school because I remember the superintendent came and asked me what I like to go to without thinking about going to the high school. And I'd rather stay at the middle school.
Okay.
I told him, no, I'd rather stay here where I am.
Yeah.
You know. And I never forget, I can think of some of the teachers who came in, like Laura Nottingham. She was white. She came from the school. And Mrs. Bell, and she died a couple of years ago. And there were quite a few of us.
Yeah, I never thought about the whites coming into the black side.
And right.
Was there a difference in how things worked?
Well, they had their way of doing things, and we had our way of doing, you know. But, and especially the dress, dressing. We always were dressed up to go to school.
Right, okay.
We always would. That was one thing we would really do, you know, because we thought the kids needed this, you know. This is part of education. And they used to tell us a lot of times that we taught them how to dress.
Oh, that's nice.
We taught them how to dress.
Okay.
Because instead of wearing summer clothes in the wintertime, we wore winter clothes, you know, and they would have these little flimsy dresses on and whatnot, you know. But it was nice. It was really nice. I got along beautifully.
Good.
I got along beautifully and made friends.
Did you feel like you were making history?
Yeah. Well, no. You know, I didn't look at it that way.
Yeah.
I never looked at it that way. It was just so nice to to have other friends.
That's great. Yeah.
You know, it was just nice.
How did the children, did they adapt?
Oh, yes.
Well?
Now, oh, yes. We had, I see some of my kids today, and I remember a statement that I made to them. I told them, in introducing myself and the class and so forth, I said, all of you look alike to me.
Oh.
And the child said, and she tells me today, whenever she'll see me somewhere, I still look the same. But she said, I never understood that. She said, but I think you proved exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And they used to come back and tell us, well, but I never had any problem with the parents. But the kids themselves, they had a lot of problem with their parents because they had a black teacher or something. And they would say, they'd come back and say something like, Miss Brown, I wish I could take this home to my parents. Mm-hmm. She said, but I could not mention this to them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it'll come. It'll come one day.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It'll come. But as I said, things went along smoothly and nicely. They really did.
Wow. Okay. Can we go back to the school building, the school over the hump? Since you have such a vast experience with different school buildings and types of buildings, how do you think that the school over the hump compared to those other buildings?
Well, the school over the hump was number one.
There you go.
That was number one. We had over the hump. We had the heat system was fine.
Mm-hmm.
We had a custodian.
Oh, you did.
Oh yes. Took care of the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't have any stoves in the middle of the floor or nothing like that. And you know,
yeah,
you found that out in the county. So we had central heat.
Mm-hmm. Did you have running water and?
Yeah. Oh, yes. We had water. At first, we had the toilets on the outside.
Okay.
But eventually, before I left, they had bathrooms on the inside.
Before you left from the seventh grade.
Uh huh.
Oh, okay.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Mhm. Well, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
And you said there was a kitchen.
Yeah, we had a kitchen.
And a gym.
And four classrooms.
Okay.
And an auditorium.
Wow.
And Mrs. Moses used to play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And when she retired or when she left there, Annette Bell came in and Annette played the piano. But we used to have to go to the auditorium at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
For devotionals and different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And our auditorium was used by the public quite a bit.
Okay.
There was an organization that gave a lot of plays in town, from in town, and they used to use the auditorium for that. This facility was very accommodating.
And the church did things there too, or was the church involved with the school? And you said your dad was a minister?
Yes.
Yeah. So, did you do like community activities with the churches and things
yes,
like that?
Yes. And that one thing that's so much different today than then, the kids had a chance to display their talents.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, they had a chance to really display their talents. They don't have that today.
Yeah, they got
no, they don't have that today. That they used to have, talent shows and so forth, and the kids would get up and do their thing, you know.
Yeah.
So we knew what they could do.
I don't think you had dancing or anything like that,
no,
did you?
No, no. They had a prom.
They had
a prom or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
But no, we didn't have any dances in that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a brother who used to sing, and he's just, you know, and I had a girlfriend who used to play the piano beautifully, and They used to, she used to play for him to sing. And, I had a girlfriend who still lives in Pennsylvania. We used to sing duets.
Do you keep in touch with the, apparently you do, keep in touch with the children you went to school with?
Some of them mm-hmm. I do. Yeah. Some of them I do.
That's pretty
cool. I'm getting, Virginia Union, my college, didn't get ready to have a big to do now. I heard from president's office the other day, I got a communication, and they want me to come up to whatever they have, and I don't know where I'm going tonight. I keep saying I was going, then I said, I don't know where I want to go or not.
Yeah. Well,
they want money.
Oh. Yeah, hit the alumni up, huh? Yeah. How were your parents and other people in the community, how did they get involved with the school when you were going to school there?
They used to visit the school.
Okay.
And if anything that they were asked to do, they would do it, whatever, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it just took a part in it, you know. Mm-hmm. And the parents sometimes would walk with their kids to school and whatnot. It, yeah.
Yeah, were there like community activities to where the shop owners or something like that would sponsor the children for certain programs or anything like that?
No, I don't remember that.
Nothing like Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts or any of that stuff or.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, but.
I tell you something else that came to my mind. We used to have fights.
Uh oh.
We used to have plenty of fights. Yes, sir. They used to really battle it out, going back and forth to school.
The boys or
the boys and girls.
Oh my!
I know there was one girl there. What was her name? I can't think. But she was stronger than a bull, and nobody wanted to bother that girl. You don't bother her. Yeah.
So, like bullying sort of fights? Or
huh?
Was it like bullying?
Fisting, you're fist fighting. Fist fighting, yeah. Or anything else you could find to fight with.
Okay. The teachers would stop that, though, once you
got to school? If the teacher found out, they mm-hmm. would always have either send them home for a week or something, you know. But a lot of times, teachers never found out about it because nobody never told.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What did you guys do during recess or anything like that? Did you have...
At school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we used to have different games like basketball, volleyball, mm-hmm. Different games that we used to play at mm-hmm. school.
Mm-hmm. Was there a big difference between... I mean, it's so interesting that you were a teacher as well at this school. The difference between how... children were when you were a child going to school and then how the kids were when you were teaching?
Well, they were a little more mature when I was teaching, mm-hmm. you know, but I found kids to be kids.
Okay.
You know, there was no difference in
so
them.
So there was like, what, 20 years between when you went to school and then when you came back to teach?
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a generation.
Yeah, they were a little more mature, you know.
Okay.
You know. Than it was when I was going to school. Well, see, I was around 6 years old when I started
mm-hmm.
over going to school over there. When I came from Williamsburg, yeah, I had just turned 6 years of age, and I had started school in Williamsburg.
Was it hard to get along with the kids since you were a newcomer?
No. Mm-hmm. But now my oldest brother. He died with hating Cape Charles School. When he was in the fourth grade, I think, when we moved to Cape Charles. Mm-hmm. I think fourth or fifth. And they put all of us back to the first grade.
What?
And my brother, he never got over that.
Oh my goodness.
He never got over that. Mm-mm. And see, I had two brothers and myself that started school. My sister was too young the first year. And I think she stayed out a couple of years before she could enroll. They put all of us back. And he never could understand why.
They didn't give you a test or anything?
No. You just came here and you put you back.
Oh my.
It never bothered me. I didn't care, tell you the truth. It didn't bother me at all. But it bothered him.
Wow.
It just made me later coming out from some of my friends, you know, same age, you know, they mm-hmm. won't know why you so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said that the school hosted some community activities. The community would go to the school to use the auditorium, did you
yeah.
say?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, what else? Was there another larger role that the school played in the community? So, as far as other community activities, such as, I don't know, political meetings, whatever.
If they had to have meetings yeah. or whatnot, the school was always open to them.
Mm-hmm.
They could always use the school building for certain meetings. And as I said, we had plays.
Mm-hmm.
We had a group. I'm trying to think of the name of that group the other day, but they gave some nice papers. I can't think of the name of the group. You know,
it was adults that were in a play that did the plays.
Huh.
It was adults that did the plays?
Adults, yeah. They're adults, yeah.
Theater company.
My mother was one of the members of this organization, of that organization.
Oh.
She used to participate in plays a lot. As a child, mm-hmm. and if they had to have a child's part in the play, Alice was always invited to do the one. So I used to take part in the play. But you're talking about fun. They were a lot of fun.
I'll bet.
And then it gave the adults something to do, mm-hmm. you know, and they enjoyed it. And I can't think of the name of that organization. Something I can't think of it.
Did you have a band or anything?
We never had a band.
Just the piano players?
No. Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know anything about a band until I went to high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So I guess the school did operate as a hub of culture down there. If they, it says here, did the school operate as a hub of culture? So obviously they did. If they had the plays,
right.
That's pretty neat. What kind of? You said you had reading and you had science and you had
arithmetic
uh-huh. and all that. That was your curriculum, and you said you had history.
Like my class, third mm-hmm. and fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I had all of those subjects in my class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now social studies and things of that, they had was a higher grade,
okay.
maybe fifth or sixth grade.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. it all depends on what grade you're in. Now, I had arithmetic and reading,
mm-hmm.
spelling,
uh-huh.
and stuff like that in the lower grade.
Mm-hmm. Were you well prepared?
Writing.
Were you well prepared for high school, do you feel? The quality of the subjects you took?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys.
Yeah.
It was a good school.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have I know they have all these tests now. You guys didn't have that kind of restrictions or inspections or anything like
that.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how interesting. Did you have graduation when you get done with it?
Yes.
Oh, how cool.
They did. Oh, yes, they had graduation. Their son, they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And you had all your little capes and little white capes and things. Yes.
Ooh.
And they used to dress up for that. That was a big thing. Look, that graduation was a big thing.
It didn't have that when I went to school, so tell us about it. That's interesting.
Yeah, they used to march in the auditorium and mm-hmm. take your seat, and the principal used to call your name up, and you walk across the stage and get your little piece of paper. And
and that was from the seventh grade when they left?
From the seventh grade. From the seventh grade. On our way to high school.
Wow. That's pretty neat. And your parents were there and they were proud.
They were as proud as they could be.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What kind of training did your teachers have?
They were well trained.
Were they?
Yeah. They had already gone to institutions and, you know, mm-hmm. higher learning and gotten their certificates to teach. Mm-hmm. You had to get that and whatnot.
So it's the same thing that you went through?
Yes, yeah. I can't remember any teacher that we've ever had that didn't have a degree.
Wow. And it's a 4-year degree, right?
Uh-huh. And then they used to have to go back to renew your degrees. And because mm-hmm. I went to Hampton University mm-hmm. several summers.
Okay.
To renew my certificates. And
wow. So.
That's how you kept up.
Mm-hmm. So it was very high quality.
Yeah.
Instructors and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. What do you have any favorite memories of going to school yourself?
I don't have any favorite. No, I do not. I don't have any. I can't think of any. One of my students, he lives down the street today, and I taught him over here. Over mm-hmm. to school. And he had about 6 frogs. About 6 frogs. And Vincent named each frog. He named them. And we laugh with that even today.
He took them to school with
him. Oh, yes. Yeah. We laugh about that today. I just don't understand how you did this.
And that was in your class.
But he was in my class.
Oh, dear.
That's right.
Did they get loose?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, do you have a least favorite memory?
No, I don't. I can't think of one. I really can't. I really can't.
Wow.
I can't think of one. Mm-mm.
Wow. I think that is so neat that you enjoyed school so much.
I did. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed going to school mm-hmm. over there. Oh, well, when we first started going to school, mm-hmm. we went to school with the high school students.
Oh.
Because they didn't have a high school then for students.
Oh, okay.
So they were much older than we
mm-hmm.
and whatnot, but they were always around until they got a high school. But they had a school, Tidewater Institute, that they finally went to,
mm-hmm.
you know. But before that, they didn't have any high school. And so they were all at our school, at over here at this school.
Oh. Mm-hmm. When was Tidewater established? Do you remember?
Huh?
When was Tidewater established?
I don't remember the date. I don't remember. But, and we thought that was a big deal. We thought that
the
was.
The big kids there?
Yeah, had to go to school with us, big kids.
I bet they didn't like it.
Did they ever, like, come and help in the various
No, they never
classes?
Bothered. They never, no. They never bothered the elementary students.
Mm-hmm.
Like, coming in and helping or doing anything. They just didn't bother with you.
Well, yeah. Huh. Well, okay. do you know, when you were teaching at the school and you knew that the integration was coming, and it wasn't just a sudden thing, was it? I mean, was there preparation?
Well, it had been
it?
Talked about, you yeah. know. We've had a whole lot of talking about mm-hmm. it, you know. But when it came, it just came.
Okay. I mean...
I was in middle school at that time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. You were already gone from there.
But you lived in Cape Charles, so
yeah.
You might have some sense of the impact on the Cape Charles Elementary of integration, because then the school closed, right?
Yeah, right. Well, I did, because my girls went to school over here, and Mr. Bill Lawson was our superintendent at that time. Because he's the one came to eat there. Why don't you send Tarantessa over here where they belong? Okay, Bill.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Lawson.
So what was it like for Cape Charles when Cape Charles Elementary closed and everything got consolidated and the children weren't going there anymore?
What do you ask me? What was?
How did it affect the town and the community when the school closed?
Well, did it ever close? Really, I mean, recently, you know, it stayed open for quite a while. The school was really stayed open for. I was the mayor of the town when they were talking about closing Cape Charles School because they were not funded properly. They didn't have the equipment for a high school. See, that was elementary and high school. Okay. Cape Charles School was elementary and high school.
You're talking about the current Cape Charles?
Yeah, Cape Charles, as I used to say, the brick building. My girls used to say, Mom, that's no brick building.
But so that's a different school from the over the hump.
Oh yes. So, oh yes. Okay. This Cape Charles was the white school.
Right.
Okay.
That was the white school.
Right.
But it was the high school?
Yeah, it was high school and then you have some parents around. They adore, they worship that Cape Charles school. I'm telling you.
But you were in the middle school and you said that
school was in the county.
Oh, okay.
That was in Machapungo.
We're talking Cape Charles school.
White school.
Was white.
Okay.
The school that you taught at and the high school that you taught at were black until integration.
That's right.
Cape Charles Elementary, which is over the hump, was black school.
That's black school.
So it had to close. It had to close when integration occurred.
Yes, there.
That was the question I was asking.
Okay.
When the little elementary school, your elementary school.
I remember Jesse Hare was the last principal we had over here. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't remember. I know. I really don't remember. I don't think. I may not have been here, you know, in town. Mm-hmm. But I know Jesse Hare was principal when they closed the Cape Charles School over the hump.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it had an impact on the African-American community?
Oh, yes, I think so.
How so?
I think so.
How so? How do you think that affected?
Well, they didn't have anywhere to send their kids. They had to send them, use a school bus and send them up in the county to go to school. And that's the impact I think they had. Some kids didn't mind riding the bus, and then some did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it was the transportation as well.
But then they didn't have that as a community center either.
No.
And so you lost that wonderful auditorium?
We lost that. And I don't remember anything going on over here. Now, I taught summer school. Over Cape Charles, several summers.
Mm-hmm.
I taught summers. And he talked about, I was just sitting thinking, one fellow used to come in all the time, he'd wear a hat, he'd wear his cap, for class. And I used to tell him every day he came in, take your cap off. And he was determined he was going to wear that cap. And I walked up to him, took the cap off, and threw it out the window.
Good for you.
I see that boy today, and he'll tell me something, but, you know, you still owe me for my cap. I said, what cap? Well, but the summer school over there, The kids liked to play a lot. They really weren't in for learning. They really weren't. They wanted to play.
At the school over the hump?
No, no.
Oh, at the
Cape Charles school.
Oh, the summer school, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not familiar with how bad the feelings were going on during the integration, but I'm learning. And I heard that Norfolk was really bad.
Yeah.
Do you think being out in the country like this, it made it easier because people
I tell you, the parents were on them all the time. They in Norfolk and whatnot, and they didn't have any discipline, like they had here, you had in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it made a difference where you lived.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of getting the idea of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you guys were a lot more grown up about it.
Right.
I can use that. Do you have anything else you'd like to share with us?
I can't think of anything.
What about this project? Do you think it's a worthwhile project? This project to record the stories. How do you feel about that?
I think it's be nice.
I
think it'll be nice.
Yeah.
They rented that building out to people who did fishing. And they just tore the building off. The building looks terrible, Yeah, they just ruined the whole building because it was a nice building.
Well, if the project gets to where they can get their hands on it.
Very depressing if you see it now and knew it then.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But it can be brought back to life.
I hope so.
And that would be good
I hope something. It's building is a nice spot for a museum.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a lovely spot for a museum. Mm-hmm. I just hope something tangible will happen.
Do you think the community will get together now that this project is going on?
I hope.
Even the white part of the community, do you think they'll show some solidarity about?
Yes, I hope so.
I think that would be.
I really hope it will come together. And we'll start really stop talking and do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was wondering, as a teacher myself, when the schools closed and then they were reopened and integrated, what kind of policies were enacted from the teacher's perspective? How did teaching change for you? Was there any new things that you had to do? We have new policies that were given yearly that we had to enact.
Look, what I did, what I had to do, and what I did was to be myself.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I could not go back and change my way because of integration.
Right.
I had to be myself. That's the best way or the best thing that I knew how to teach.
Mm-hmm.
To be myself. And to meet you as an individual,
mm-hmm.
and deal with you as an individual.
Yeah, but was there any push from the administration, from the principal and the superintendent to teach differently or to use different curriculum or anything like that?
Well, we weren't told what to do. We just weren't told what to do. I mean, you had your rules and regulations, and you knew what you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you did it.
So they didn't change the subject matter. Everybody in
you
together.
You knew the subject matter of the one that for the school.
Mm-hmm. So it was the same no matter which school they were going to.
That's right, regardless.
As long as the teachers maintained a professional atmosphere, then the kids picked up on it. Mm-hmm. It was when they went home and
that's right.
told their parents that they were.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. How many years do you think it took for the idea of integration to where it wasn't?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I really have no idea.
I mean, just a few years?
When it came,
mm-hmm.
I think majority of the teachers were ready for it.
Okay.
And So.
And the kids didn't have much of a problem with that?
No, or? I don't think the kids had any problems with it. I really don't.
It was the home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kids were just so happy to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And you had some, you know, kids of kids.
Yeah.
You had some that you prefer over the rest, over some others, so.
I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah.
So we've heard that at the school over the hump that behavior and discipline was a really big part of the curriculum in the daily life. Was that the same at the middle schools and the high schools
yes,
in the area?
Yes.
How was that implemented at the upper levels?
You mean how did they implement the
yeah, the behavior rules.
Well, the principal will bring that to you and tell you what we had to do, and you did it. The principal will get that from the superintendent. The superintendent would give him all of this information.
Did that change at all after the integration process?
Huh?
Did that, the discipline and the form of behavior management change after the Rosamond?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I never saw any change in it.
How were children disciplined when they misbehaved at the elementary school?
At the elementary school, it all depends. You see, you could spank them at that time,
mm-hmm.
but you better not touch them today. But some of them would be spanked. It all depends on what they did. Some would be sent home for 2 or 3 days or something of this nature. Some of them, when I was in high school, I don't know what I did now. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was. But anyhow, I don't know what I did. But my principal kept me in. I couldn't go out for recess or playtime from the first day of school until I got out for the summer. I was in every...
Oh, my goodness.
That was my punishment.
Oh, boy.
And he knew... That I better not bring it home. I'd just leave it at school, and he took care of it. Because he knew that my parents would kill me just about if I get in some trouble. but your punishment came from whatever severity of your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Outside of school, what was it like living both as a student here in the community and as an adult here in the community? What changes have you seen over time, or can you explain them a little
bit? We had community activities. The boys used to play a lot of basketball or football or soccer or whatnot. They had their own activities to take care of their afternoons or their days or their time off. The adults and the children.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nothing was really. If we had something planned, you know, they would go by that. They were whatever it would be. And most times, a church group would plan something, mm-hmm. you know, for the children. And they used to give Halloween parties and Halloween, you know, and stuff of this nature.
Mm.
But on the whole, the community did its thing, whatever they wanted to do, and that was it. And if they didn't do it right, there was a cop on the street waiting for you.
Did everything integrate, the churches and everything, around the same time, or
how did it change?
Yeah, did churches integrate? Did everything?
I don't know. Now maybe the Baptist church down here has more integration than any mm-hmm. other church on the shore. Mm-hmm. I know my church never really integrated. Okay. However, people were welcome.
Yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. but as far as having white membership. Mm-hmm. It never came to that.
Okay.
But they were always welcome, and we've had a lot of them who attended our service, uh-huh. you know. But as far as, but I think the Baptist Church had black members.
Okay. So there's not like a white Baptist Church and a black Baptist
Church?
Yeah,
oh yeah, oh yeah. I should say so.
Oh my.
Yeah, in fact, that's where all the churches are in town.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really segregated.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the integration.
The Catholic Church, quite naturally, it's integrated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the integration of the school didn't really lead to an integration in the community.
No. Oh no. Oh dear. No. Oh no, indeed it.
Wow.
This has been fun.
That's our hope, that it's going to be fun. You pass the word to all your fellow alumni that it's fun.
Okay.
Because they get a little shy, you know, they're shy about it.
Well, I don't know why. you know, you only talk about what you know. And what you don't know, you don't know. So that's one of those things. Yeah. And the more you talk, the more stuff will come to you.
Mm-hmm. You got anything else?
I don't think I have anything. I think I've talked.
Well, we appreciate it very much. Thank you. Thank you so much.